The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio by Dr. Ciarán Casán. He is the director with the Irish Film Classification Office, IFCO. He is the man who maybe in previous times might have been described as Ireland's film censor. We don't use that phrase anymore, Ciarán. You're very welcome to studio.
Thanks very much, Ciarán. No, that has been consigned to the annals of history for over 20 years.
Yeah, it has. The former film censor, John Kelleher, is a regular guest on this show. So we have talked about these type of things with him in the past. I'm fascinated, though, by the process today. So maybe talk us through it. I mean, how does it work from start to finish? Does a distributor provide you with kind of the film before release, or how does it work?
Yeah, the distributor provides us with the film before it's released. And then I work with a team of five assistant classifiers, and we would then watch the film and make a decision. They're applying, like, there's a couple of structures that we're applying, working under. First of all is the legislation, which is quite old at this stage, but still is fit for purpose in terms of it does what it says in the tin. And then from that legislation, we've distilled guidelines, which we then apply to making the decision. And then we take into account looking at the film in whole and in context, and taking into account the themes, the structures that are there around sexual content, around violence, around drugs, and also around language, to determine within a grid what the rating is. And then we issue that rating with our own advice around it. So
okay,
we also take into account the theme and how the theme is dealt with in the film to try and assess what a suitable rating is.
So how much discretion is there in the process?
Well, there is a significant amount of discretion in terms of taking into account, because there's a range of factors you're taking into account. But the other piece, I think, which is important to understand, is 75% of the ratings that we issue for cinema are advisory ratings. So there are ones where we're saying they're either PG, 12 accompanied, or 15s accompanied. So the ones where we're saying, look, there's a discretion for the audience and for guardians and parents to make a decision about whether this piece of content is suitable. So as well as the absolute rating that attaches to it, we want people to look at our website, look at the guidance, look at the grid that we provided around that, and then take a decision about whether that's suitable for themselves or their child. Because, like, one of the things I've had to watch since I started in this job just over 12 months ago, is a lot more horror movies than I watched in the previous 10 years, you know. So, you know, different things are suitable for different audiences.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Not any two cinema goers are the same. So having the same rating maybe for them all is unsuitable. So hence the advisory element to, what did you say, 75%?
75% are in the advisory categories.
How many movies are you watching on a weekly basis?
That would vary depending on, but I definitely, people say you'd spend all your time watching movies. Definitely not. I couldn't watch everything that we, like, last year we processed over 1,100 pieces of content for cinema and nearly 1,000 pieces of content for home entertainment. And if I was to watch all of that, I'd be working 7 days a week watching content all day. So
you're watching plenty, though.
There's a lot of it has to be watched, because but it wouldn't be maybe 25 to 30% of what goes through the office. And I take a risk approach in terms of looking at things that might be more controversial, or ones that are more going to be seen by greater audiences, or ones that may be ones where I think, you know, there's a need for more than one or two views on it. So there's a risk approach that we adopt.
Are you informed at all by what other offices around the world have applied? I mean, if you know what they've done in the UK or the US, does that help inform your decision?
Not hugely.
Or is it more that maybe it raises a red flag about a certain movie and you think, I better watch that?
Well, often we would have content before there's a rating issued in other jurisdictions. So, and also we're applying a different framework here. Like, we have a 16 rating, which they don't have for cinema in the UK. So they have a hard 15 and a hard 18. So we have a 15 accompanied, a 16, and then an 18. So there's discretion there in terms of, you know, whether you would give something a 15 accompanied or a 16. So we have to apply our own framework. And also what's suitable for our audiences is different than what's suitable for audiences in other countries.
So are there certain things that definitely push it into a particular classification category? Like the F word. Does the F word automatically push it kind of to 15A or 16, or how does it work?
No, that's an interesting one, because it can be used in lots of different contexts. And there's a film coming out in April, a beautiful film, a screen version of May They Face the Rising Sun. Have I got the title right?
Yes.
The John McGahern book. made by Pat Collins. And the F word is used in a number of different areas. So if you were to do it in just purely numerical pieces, but it's part of the vernacular that would have been there at that time. And it's not done in an aggressive way. It's not done in a very sexually explicit way. So you've got to take that into account. You know, and if you were to purely count up F words, that could push that film up into a 15A in some countries, maybe even higher. Whereas we gave it a 12A because it is flagged in the consumer advice that there is frequent strong language, but it's not something which pushes the overall film out of something that wouldn't be suitable for 12s. And people may deem that they want to bring someone who's under 12 with them to that film.
Positive. I found this fascinating. Positive resolutions rather than negative resolutions to a movie, to a story, can affect the classification. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, we operate under three principles in terms of the guidelines that we have. One is about protecting children from harm. The second one is about empowering parents to make choices, but also children to understand the themes and what happens within the film. And it's easier for them to deal with that if the resolution is positive, if the story comes to a point where good wins and what seemed to be evil.
Your man doesn't get shot at the end of All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, you know, whereas
there might have been other problems with that movie.
Yeah. But you need to have, you know, take that into account because that's part of how you can deal with difficult themes, but it's how they're resolved. And sometimes the resolution is not there, and then you've got to say that's going to have an impact on the audience leaving.
And cultural context. I mean, how much does that impact the movie in terms of the changing cultural context in this country around issues around language or drug use or even the culture within which the movie is set? So I know, for example, One Love, the Bob Marley movie. I know there's kind of been a bit of discussion about this, about the drug use in it that maybe in previous times might have pushed it into a certain classification, but doesn't.
Yeah, because it was one that we gave a 12A to in the end, but when you look at the guidelines, it sat there in that grey area between 12 and 15A. But we felt when you take the cultural context and how it's treated in the film that it's not glamorised, but there is a lot of soft drug use in the film if you've seen it. And we debated it. We had a couple of different views internally on it, but we came down on a 12A. And interestingly, I had a group of transition year students in doing a workshop. And we showed them this film and we didn't tell them what the issues were. We told them the issues we took into account and they correctly identified drugs being the key issue. Now, the majority felt 12A was the right decision, which I was very relieved about afterwards. Yeah. So it's not scientific, but the other piece that I think is interesting to reflect on about that film, that's taken in nearly 1.3 million to date in the Irish box office. So when you look at where that puts it, it probably is in the top 15, could make the top 10 based on box office revenue from last year. And we haven't had one complaint. Now, that's a dangerous thing to say on News Talk because everyone will.
I get my complaint in.
But at least I'll have flagged it in advance. But, you know, we take that's feedback as well that we get from people, and you know it's one where we can engage. But we are going to do a review of the guidelines, and it's important that we test these things too and are not afraid. And if we get a lot of complaints, we'll take that into account.
How often do you get complaints? And complaints from distributors who say, "Ah, God, you don't put an 18 on that."
Well, distributors have a structure where they can appeal a decision, so they have an appeals board that they can go.
And how often does that happen?
The last one was 2019.
Oh,
Previous to my tenure. So it can happen and it does happen. We don't get that many complaints from the public. We got about 25 last year, but about 13 of those weren't really about classification issues. We had people who weren't happy with things like the accents in the Banshees of Inisherin and things like that. So we've issued guidance to try and be clear about what's a classification issue and what's an editorial issue, which we can't really say we're given something an 18 rating because the accents weren't correct for Inishman or Inishir or wherever it was made. I don't think the distributors would be happy with that. I don't think audiences would expect us to do that.
Listen, it's a kind of fascinating work, and I think it's a kind of a cultural medium that so many people engage with. Lots of people at home would be fascinated as well by how the job is done. So, Kieran, thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.